こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、ヒューストン大学とテキサス A&M 交通研究所が59人の被験者に毎回違うコンディションで4回高速道路を運転してもらいました。普通に集中しての運転、難しい質問をされながらの運転、感情を揺さぶられる質問をされながらの運転、メールをしながらの運転の4種類です。普通に運転しているときに比べ、集中できない状態になると、みんなハンドル操作が落ち着かなくなりました。しかし、車線を大幅にはみ出し危険な運転になったのは、メールをしながらの運転だけで、ハンドル操作が落ち着かないにもかかわらず、考え込んだり感情的になったときの方が、集中しているときより逆にまっすぐ運転できていました。この矛盾は人間の脳に備わった機能によるものです。ストレスによって人間は戦うか逃げるかという戦闘状態になり、その結果ハンドル操作が落ち着かなくなりますが、全体上皮質と呼ばれる脳のエラー修正を行う部分が介入し、左にハンドルを切りすぎた場合に瞬時に右に切り直すなど自動的に修正してくれます。この第六感ともいえる人間の機能を使うためには、視覚と手の動きの連動が必要です。メールをしながらの運転だと、道路ではなくスクリーンを見ているため、ハンドルを切りすぎていても脳がそれに気づくことができません。
A joint study by Houston University and Texas A&M Transport Institute recruited 59 volunteers to drive a section of highway in 4 different conditions. Normal conditions where they were focused on driving, conditions where they were distracted answering cognitively challenging questions, distracted with emotionally charged questions, and texting while driving. Compared with normal driving conditions, under distracted conditions, drivers' control of the steering wheel became jittery. Despite this, only the distraction of texting actually resulted in lane deviation and unsafe driving. Additionally, they found that volunteers that were distracted with questions actually drove straighter than they did when focused.This contradiction is due to a function in the brain. Humans, when placed under stress, experience a fight or flight response. That raises your physiological energy levels, resulting in an inability to keep the handle steady. At this point, a part of your brain called the anterior cingulate cortex intervenes to automatically correct errors. In order to use this sixth sense-like ability, the brain requires the use of hand-eye coordination. If you text while you're driving and look at your screen, it breaks the line of sight, and your brain cannot react to make a correction, even if you turn the wheel too far in one direction.
So, これ車のシステム開発で使えるっていうことなんだけど、最近こう危険を察知して警告が鳴ったりするようなこう危険モニターシステムとかがついてるから、まあそれに対応できるようにするっていうことらしいよ。
So this is in a simulator? This is not actually on the highway, right?
I don't know. It just said they made these people drive highway.
I think I saw in the article somewhere that it was
a simulator.
Yeah, they wouldn't...
まあ危ないもんね。
Well, they're not going to recruit 59 people to actually text and drive on a real highway. There's no way.
そう、でもこの第六感面白いよね。だから、まあ、要は視覚でちゃんと道路が見えてる時にはこうやって自動で直してくれるから守ってくれてるんだけれども、スクリーンを見ちゃうと脳が目隠しされた状態になっちゃうから、ダメっていう。
You might as well be blindfolded.
そう。
Right?
そう。
You know, there was a controversial ad recentlyput a billboard ad that was paid for by a funeral home.
Huh.
And the ad said, text and drive.
Wow.
Yeah.
面白いね。死ねってことでしょ、だから。死んでくれ、そしたら儲かるからみたいな。
Well, it's like, you know, just a rude thing to say to someone that I've heard people say is like, drive drunk. You know, that just means like, go kill yourself. Right?
そうだね。
And that's sort of what this ad is saying, text and drive, because studies recently have indicated that texting and driving may be more dangerous than being drunk. I mean, it depends how drunk you are.
死ねの言い換えってことだもんね。日本だとあんまり話題にならないけど、アメリカだと結構多いよね。そのメールしながら運転したり、スナップチャット撮りながら運転してたりとかして事故っちゃったり、人引いちゃったりとかっていう、すごく多いよね、若い子とか特に。
Yeah, it's really common among younger people. Yeah, older people aren't as likely to be Snapchatting
while
they drive.
そうだね。私は運転しないから分かんないし、運転下手すぎてそんなメールとかする余裕がない。もう音楽聞く余裕もないレベルだもん、私は。
Well, you know the pull that a cell phone can have on your attention.
Right, right.
So, you know, you can be driving and your phone is somewhere like resting somewhere, right? Even just a weird reflection across the screen of your phone, and you might take your eyes off the road. It's like, oh my god, did I get a text? Oh my god, did someone, you know? Or your phone, you know, has a little sound alert or something. You might look over.
なんか今週どっかの研究で、数が少なかったから微妙なんだけど、どっかの学生に聞いたら10人に1人がセックス中にメールっていうか携帯をチェックしちゃったことがあるみたいな。
Like in between sex or literally
like during?
Literally during.
During sex.
10%? Of what, young adults or?
その、なんかね、数はそんな多くなかったんでね、数百人ぐらいの学生かな、確か。に聞いたら。
Interesting. Well, that's not that well, I guess it could be dangerous,
well,
depending
dangerous.
On who you're having.
It's not dangerous. It's annoying.
Oh, you could get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
You could definitely
for
get
sure.
your ass kicked. That could definitely happen.
For sure.
One thing I was thinking about is just the fatality of driving. Like the odds of you actually dying driving. Texting and driving. Like driving and having a car accident. Is the odds of that being fatal are way higher than anything else that we do.
そうだね。
You can skip all the medical checkups for the rest of your life. It's probably not as dangerous as texting and driving. You could, you know, you could, there's so many things. You can go skydiving all the time and it's probably not nearly as dangerous as driving. If let's say you text and drive 3 times a week or something, or twice a week, you know.You're gambling pretty hard at that point.
そうなの。それもあって嫌なんだよね。だから私サーフィンとかも人を引くのが怖すぎて、わかる？ワイキキとかさ、混んでるビーチでサーフィンすると、
right.
人を引きそうになるじゃん。
Mm.
でみんなからすると、全然大丈夫だよ。もう行っちゃえばみんなが避けてくれるからって言うんだけど、
right.
もう怖くて降りちゃうぐらいだから。
Mm.
もう車なんてさ、もうおばあちゃんとかおじいちゃんとか引いちゃったらもう最悪じゃん、子供とかと思って、もうやっぱやんない方がいいよ、やんない方がいい、私は。
Do you think anyone's texting and surfing? No.
I don't know. Maybe.
Kind of badass. It'll happen. It'll happen. We'll start seeing people texting and surfing.
でももったいないよね。
We'll see scuba divers texting.
No
way. Scuba
and texting.
I'm at the bottom of the ocean right now. Yo. And you're Snapchatting from the bottom of the ocean?
Diving, no.
Yeah.
もったいない、もったいない。
Live stream, what is it? The Periscope and all that stuff.
やだよ。その携帯の電波が届かないところにいるっていうのが醍醐味なのにさ。
That's going away for sure.There should probably just be a thing in new cars that, you know, airplane modes your phone when you get in the car. Or, you know, I don't know.
でもさ、変な車乗ってさ、なんか変な男性と車に乗っちゃった時とかにさ、携帯が繋がらないの怖いじゃん。
Well, why is there a weird dude in your car?
わかんない。I don't know. You know, like if you're young...And you're at a party or whatever, you know? You get into a car with someone and this someone turns out to be super sketchy.
Have you seen the video compilations of people texting and driving? There's a bunch. And they're really, they're really interesting to watch.
どういうこと?
There's compilations of video of people, like dash cam. People have dash cams, right? So the camera on their dash, which is facing them.
はいはいはいはい.
So there's, they have video of themselves texting, going right off the road while they're texting.
Wow.
And they're still texting. And then, you know, they'll feel some bumps, right? Because they're no longer on the road.
Yeah.
And they look up and it's like, oh shit. Like they're like, oh my God. Like they just are so shocked that they're going off the road.
でもそんだけ気づかないもんなんだねやっぱり。そんだけ携帯に集中がいっちゃうものなんだ。
Just hit one more. I've almost got it typed out. Just hit one more letter. One, just two more letters.
And emoji.
Yeah, I've done it before actually.
Oh
I've,
yeah.
I've texted while driving before. I mean, I've texted like no, yes, but even that.
Yeah.
Because you can get your phone and try to type no or yes, and then you'll hit it. The wrong letter because you're fucking driving.
Yeah.
So your texting skills are shit too.
Right.
And then it auto corrects to something completely different.
Oh God.
And you're like, oh shit. And you know that. It you only have to take your road or your eyes off the road for a second or so.
Hmm.
You know to have an accident. It doesn't take long at all. The amount of distance that you cover. In like 2 seconds is enormous.
確かに目つぶってんのと同じだもんね、その秒数。
Yeah.
とか真後ろ向いちゃうとかさ。
Yeah, and there's a weird tunnel vision to like screens too. The focal distance is completely different. So even if the phone is right in front of your face, it's not, you know, you can't really see it.
確かに。次。月曜日に米国科学アカデミー企業に掲載されたノースウェスタン大学とハーバード大学の研究で人は倫理に反する行動を取った後にその記憶が曖昧になってしまうという倫理的記憶喪失になっていることが分かりました。2100人の被験者に9種類の実験を行った結果、ゲームなどでズルをした場合、公平にプレイした時よりゲーム自体の記憶が後に曖昧になっていることが分かりました。また一度ズルをしてそれを忘れてしまっている人ほど再度別のゲームをやらせたときにまたズルをする傾向にありました。チームは論文で以下のように記しています。私たちは実際の行動に関わらず自分がモラルのある人間だというイメージを守るために記憶を再構築しているのです。この研究でいかに人が自分はモラルある人間だと思うことを重視しているかを示しています。
According to a study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences on Monday, by researchers at Northwestern University and Harvard University, when people act unethically, they're more likely to remember these actions less clearly due to a phenomenon researchers have coined unethical amnesia. The researchers did 9 different studies involving more than 2,100 participants and found that when they did sneaky or morally ambiguous things in a game, their memory of these events was generally less clear. Additionally, participants who tended to not remember their immoral actions were more likely to repeat these actions in later game tests. The research team stated the following in their study: Our findings further demonstrate the critical role of moral self concept.As we construct and reconstruct experiences to maintain our moral self-image intact, regardless of our behavior. So what does this last statement really mean?
だから自分がモラルを破ってしまったってなった時に罪悪感を感じるわけじゃん。だからそれをなるべくそれから逃れるための自己防衛システムみたいな感じで記憶が曖昧になっちゃうんじゃないかっていう仮説。
It's sort of an ego-preserving...thing where we expunge memories that harm our self-perception, I guess.
Right.
Is it possible that people who tend to do this are healthier psychologically or less prone to depression or...
わかんないけど、この倫理的記憶喪失の度合いがあるじゃん。 多分それぞれ、うん、これがさ強い人っていない、たまに。確かに、うん、なんかさ、なんかすごい他人を傷つけるような嘘を言ったりとかして、
うん、
でその後忘れてるそのことを、
うん、
で嘘ついてるわけじゃないんだよね、その人は。なんか、私そんなことしてないよって本当に思ってる、
right.
っていう時あるじゃん、
yeah.
本当に忘れてるこの人みたいな。だから悪気があって嘘ついてるんじゃなくて本当に彼女の頭の中ではなかったことになっちゃってるみたいな、だからそれはこの
I think that happens
記憶喪失なのかな
when people drink.
あ、まあそれはね、それはね、アルコールはあるけど、じゃなくてさ、その
シラフ
でもなる人いるじゃん。
It seems similar, you know?
そうだね。だからわざと忘れたんじゃなくて本当になかったことになっちゃうっていう、不思議だよね。でもだからこの記事ではその脱税したりとか、なんか、まあ、政治家とかもそうだけど、なんか悪いことを何度も繰り返す人っていうのは、だからその何度もやってるっていう自覚がそもそもないのかもしれないっていう、忘れちゃってるから、
mm. It's kind of a weird way
みたいな
to live life、
mm.
How should you reflect on I don't know, it's weird.
でも確かにテストでカンニングした時とか、それを何年も何年もさ、こう半時悪いことしたなとか言って自戒する意味は特にないもんね。
Yeah.
ただ精神に悪いだけで。
Yeah, but there's so there's got to be a balance, right? Somewhere.
で、面白いのは、あの、人が倫理に反することをしたときは忘れないんだよね。
Mm.
っていうのを記事には書いてあった。だから自分のは忘れるけど、人のは覚えてる。
Right. That, yeah, that seems.
だから何回も浮気しちゃう人とかもそうかもね。
I don't think they forget that though. But maybe, you know, they forget.What happened? Like they'll do something and they can forget like the impact that it has on someone or the effect that it has on someone.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Because you don't want to remember it, right?
It's a weird reset.
Yeah.
I feel like when you hurt someone unintentionally.
Yeah.
You remember it a lot.
そうだね。
Because I have weird like memories where I just like unintentionally said.Like the wrong thing, or I like, and it just like, and it's just like stuck, and it's like a stranger too. It's like not even someone that matters in my life today. But
私この間ね、あの NHK タイムトライアルかなっていう、あのなんか冊子があるのね、英語教育の、それのインタビュー受けたの、今月号に載ってんだけど、そこでなんかインタビュー答えてる時にふと思い出したエピソードがあって、まさにこのそれと同じ、あの私英語を習っ中学か高校の時にこう英会話のクラスに通ってたのね、なんか文法とかは覚えてるんだけど、喋るのがまだちょっと慣れてなかったから、で外国人の先生とマンツーマンで喋ってた時にデイケアの話になったね、赤ちゃん入れとく、で私がまあ若かったから何にも考えずに、私はあの大人になったら子供はデイケアになるべく入れたくない、子供とできるだけ長い時間過ごしたいから、
right.
でそしたら彼は、あ、自分はデイケアに入ってたけど別にそんな寂しくなかったよ、大丈夫だったよって言ったのね、でその時に I said I'm sorry なんだけど、それはあ、何も考えないで変なこと言ってごめんなさいっていう意味で言ったんだけど、彼はかわいそうにっていう方の意味の I'm sorry に取っちゃったので、彼は優しくて怒らなかったんだけど、いやいや全然寂しくなかった、全然かわいそうじゃないよみたいな、でそこで、あ、勘違いされてるって気づいたんだけど、英語がそこまでできなかったからちゃんと説明できなかったの、でそのまま流れちゃって、あ、この知らない人にすごい失礼なこと言っちゃったって。だからもう十何年前のことだけど、
I've done the exact same thing in Japanese.
そうあるよね。だそれがすごいなんか記憶に焼き付いて、
yeah, yeah.
だから I'm sorry も二通りの意味があるわけじゃん。だからこう、自分の言語じゃない言葉を喋るときにこういう誤解で人を傷つけちゃうことがあるんだっていう、ものすごい教訓になったの。そこで、あ、もっと頑張ろう、もっと頑張って勉強しようって思ったの。それ未だに覚えてるね。
いや。
もう鮮明に。
It's weird what we remember and don't remember, and
yeah.
I wonder if it sort of becomes a habit.
そのマイケルの日本語のはどういう文脈だったの？
Well, I was at a dentist once, and they had this weird thing in my mouth to take a cast, like a really mushy, putty stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really didn't like it in my mouth, and it was really uncomfortable. And this dentist assistant like came to me and like asked me, you know, how it was or like how I was feeling. And this is like when I was in high school or something. And I like looked at her and I tried to say like kimochi arue like this, but I said kimoi. And I don't know why, but it was like, it totally didn't make sense. And it seemed like I was saying it to her.
Right.
She reacted like I was saying it to her because it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't say anything else because this thing was in my mouth.
Right.
And I felt so weird and I just didn't have the balls to bring it up later. And I wasn't even sure like what happened.
Yeah.
But it just like was seared into my memory. The weirdest way. And it's not even a big deal. They probably don't remember it at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's, there's, you know, there's weird things like that.
なんか自分はそういうひどい人じゃないのに、そう思われちゃったみたいなね。
Yeah.
もどかしさ。
That's not who I am.
Yeah.
It's, 違うの、そんな。It's frustrating for whatever reason.
そうだね。確かにその心配してね、聞いてくれた人にキモいとかっていうキャラ、どんなやつだよってなっちゃうもんね。
Yeah, the worst. The worst patient today.
次、火曜日に学会誌グローバルチェンジバイオロジーに掲載された研究で、環境破壊による気候変動と戦うためには化石燃料関連の対策だけでは不十分で、農業において温室効果ガスを大幅に削減しなくてはならないと指摘されています。温室効果ガスというと二酸化炭素ばかりが話題になりますが、メタンは二酸化炭素の25倍の温室効果を持っており、牛や豚などの家畜は消化の過程で大量のメタンを排出しています。また二酸化炭素の200から300倍の温室効果を持つ一酸化二窒素も肥料が投入された農地から発生しています。世界のメタンと一酸化二窒素の 56% が農業から排出されているため、対策を講じれば地球温暖化への効果は絶大です。175カ国が署名したパリ協定は2100年までの気温上昇を2度にとどめると定めており、そのためには二酸化炭素以外の温室効果ガスを 40% 削減する必要がありますが、現在の削減目標では 21% にとどまっています。研究に携わったアグロエコロジストのメリル・リチャーズ氏は、現在の地球上のメタンと一酸化二窒素の量は過去80万年の歴史の中で前代未聞ですと述べた上で、食料を保ちつつ気候変動の速度を緩める効果的な方法を探るため、投資や研究がもっと必要だと訴えています。
According to a paper published in Global Change Biology on Tuesday, restrictions on fossil fuels will be insufficient to combat climate change, and we will need to make dramatic reductions to the greenhouse gas emissions of agriculture. While among greenhouse gases, CO2 has received the most attention, the greenhouse effect of methane is 25 times greater, and it is being emitted by livestock like cows and pigs as a result of their digestive process. Additionally, nitrous oxide, which has a greenhouse effect 200 to 300 times that of CO2, is being released into the atmosphere from fertilizer. Because 56% of the methane and nitrous oxide being released is from agriculture, there is great potential for reduction. While it would require a 40% reduction in greenhouse gases other than CO2 in order to meet the year 2100 goal of limiting temperature increase to within 2 degrees, as agreed to in the Paris Climate Agreement signed by 175 countries, current targets for their reduction are at only 21%. Study co-author and agroecologist Merrill Richard stated the following: "The atmospheric concentrations that we're seeing of methane and nitrous oxide are unprecedented on the planet in the last 800,000 years. Urging the need for further investment in research in order to find ways to limit climate change without affecting food supplies."
So, agroecologist っていう職業があるんだね、今は。
It kind of I didn't even know that was a word, but...
ね、あの、まあ、日本の政府の対策方法みたいな。まあ、日本の政府が推奨してる対策を見ると、家畜を改良して一頭あたりの生産性を上げるとか、餌を改良して糞尿に含まれる窒素を削減するとか、まあ、排泄物の適正管理をしてメタンの排出を減らすとか、まあ、そういうことが言われているけど、まあ、あとはあれだよね、供給過多を防止して廃棄物を最小限にとどめるとか、
うん、
まあただそのじゃあ農業やめましょうってなるとみんなが餓死しちゃうから。
Right, it's very difficult. I mean, the production efficiency in agriculture is really important.
And、うん、
the total output is also very important. On the other hand, a lot of people could just eat less food.
そう、なんか調べていくとやっぱりあの農作物よりも畜産の方があのなんていうの排出量は多いから肉に対する課税をしていくとかそういう可能性もあるっていう、
mm.
で、あとその例えば畜産の中でも牛と豚と鶏で見たときにその同じカロリーカロリーベースで見ると牛が、豚と鶏肉の4倍の排出量で28倍の土地を使ってるとか、
mm.
だから牛が一番ちょっとネックだし、
mm. It's difficult. There's so much data and so many numbers, and it's like, how much methane are these things, you know, really putting out? The figures for nitrous oxide in fertilizer or in the soil, I mean, the soil actually releases this regardless of fertilizer use. But we don't really have a super clear, we don't have a lot of data on that, you know, what those numbers are. And...There's some suspicion in myself, you know, is this, are they redirecting, you know, is the fossil fuel industry, you know, directing attention away from themselves?
そうそうそう。これは、とはいえ、化石燃料の方が、あの、害を与えている割合は大きい、全然大きいから、そこで確かに注意をそらされてはいけないんだけれども、ただ、そう、これもどうにかしなくちゃいけないっていうのに変わりはないっていう。あのなんだっけ前さマイケルが送ってくれたサイトあったじゃんあの The best way to solve global warming is to us just go extinct
Oh yeah what was that called?
なんだっけ
It's
なんか
そうい
う official... organization It's an
There
organization
There is a, an official organization advocating for the extinction of the human species
そうそうそうそうあの人類が絶滅すればするのが一番の環境対策っていう本当に言ってる協会があるんだよね。
You first, you first.
だからでもその人たちもあれなんだよね。だから子供をまず作らないって言ってるもんね。だから自分が死ぬ自殺するとかじゃなくて、だから子孫を残していかないことによって環境に貢献するみたいな人たち。
Right. That people have been making that argument for some time now that, I mean, an interesting... Well, I don't know the exact numbers, but the average kid in Tokyo, throughout their lifetime, the amount of resources that a person in Tokyo is going to use versus someone in Bangladesh
right,
or
right.
in, you know, rural India or something
yeah, yeah, yeah.
is on the order of, you know, hundreds and hundreds of times more.
Right.
You know, so they can support hundreds of people...In Bangladesh, on the same environmental, with the same environmental impact as one person in Tokyo, you know, who's going to own, you know, 27 different watches throughout their lifetime and
yeah.
own, you know, six different cars throughout their lifetime and live in all these different buildings and, you know, the amount of trash that you put out, it's like 2 days a week is barely even enough to get all your trash out the house.
Right.
It's crazy how much people really do consume. And it's getting more gross, I think.
Mm.
And yeah, I don't know where I'm going with this. But so the argument has been, you know, people in developed countries shouldn't have children because the impact on the environment of people in developed countries is far, far worse than people in other countries. On the other hand, the people that are developing the technologies that might get us out of this whole mess happen to also be those people.
Yeah.
You know, so it's...
Yeah. 難しいよね。
It's a pickle.
そう、だからこの農業の問題も、まあだから、なんていうの、解決策を完全に分かってる人がいないから、もっと研究していかないといけないですねっていう結論にとどまってる。
Yeah, we definitely shouldn't overlook this.
Yeah.
You know, in solving the climate change problem, we should look everywhere that we can to try to find, you know, reasonable...margins for improvement.
そうだから前に話したあの人工培養の肉、mm. とかだとかなりその排出量が抑えられる。ただ値段が今は高いけど、mm. ってなるともしかしたらそれが代替案として出てくる可能性もあるしね。Mm.
Well, yeah, maybe eventually. What I think there's potential for is genetically engineering this. I mean, people are gonna...A lot of people won't like this idea, but genetically right. engineering livestock,
right.
pigs and cows, so that they don't produce as much methane.
Right.
Or, you know, in what ways can we really alter their diet to reduce the amount of methane that they produce?
Hmm. Yeah.
Right.
I like the idea of growing cells more with like.IPS and, you know, just not grow the whole animal, but just grow parts where we eat, you know, then it's all solved.
I think it's solved either way.
No, I mean, it also solves the
it's gonna
you know,
be...
animal cruelty issues as well.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So...
But then the
it's
animals
just a preference.
Don't. So you're advocating the extinction of livestock species.
No, I'm not. I just don't like the animal cruelty, like how they're treated when
right.
they're still
well,
alive.
Yeah, if they don't exist, it's hard to be cruel to them.
Well, yeah, I mean, the cows that used to live on this planet don't exist anymore, right?They look completely different because of us. So,
right.
I mean, I don't know.
We look different too.
Not much compared to other animals.
We're hairless. We're weird. Even compared to ourselves, we're the weirdest. You know, you look at monkeys and you look at the evolutionary
yeah, but
you know,
I mean,
steps
we have...
in human beings. What is that weird? Like,
Yeah,
skin,
but we had like so
what is
much
that pink
more time.
Thing? What's that pink thing at the end there with no hair? What
yeah.
is that thing?
Yeah,
it's,
but
well, balancing on like one leg at a time.
We gradually became like this, you know, whereas cows just suddenly
no,
became
definitely wasn't.
The cows that we see now because of all the, you know, modification that we put them through.
Yeah.
So,
well, one of the main issues with livestock, I think.More concerning than animal cruelty, although cruelty to animals is, of course, a serious issue, is antibiotics, the antibiotics that we give to livestock.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of medical experts are saying that we are really right on the edge of a real antibiotic situation.
Yeah.
Problem, like
yeah,
really
yeah.
serious antibiotic issue.
Yeah,
where...
and that's another thing that the Ginkgo Bionica can solve, you know. So
I don't know.
That's what they were saying.
That's
right?
More. And, that's more trickery.
Well, they were like,
"Something
oh yeah,
weird
we don't need
happen.
To use."
You eat the Ginkgo meat, and you get like some super bizarre condition.
No way.
Well, if people are concerned about GMO and their potential to cause cancers, lab-grown meat is definitely
yeah,
something we're going
yeah,
to have to...
Yeah, but we're already eating sausages and ham and whatever.
Mm.
So, isn't it like the same thing?
No, it's not the same thing.
I mean, they've already said that it causes cancer, but people still keep eating them. So,
oh,
I mean,
that meat causes cancer?
Yeah, like processed meat cause cancer.
Oh, well, that's not true. If you burn meat, it will cause cancer. But if you burn vegetables, that'll cause cancer too.
Right. No, I mean like processed meat, like overly processed meat is like certainly not good for you. Mm. And it's established, but people keep eating it. So
yeah. Well, people,
why do you freak out with the...
The problem is when they do those studies with people, in particularly in the US, but other countries as well, is they're looking at people who eat way too much meat. And
right.
way too much fat. Most of the meat that they're eating, you know, when you see these steaks at the supermarket and stuff, they're all marbled with fat, and that's not a healthy animal
right.
at all. And we could have healthy animals where, you know, you're not consuming huge amounts of animal fat when you eat a steak or something. You know, that's
yeah, and that's also related to animal treatment. You know, and if we try to treat them nicely and make them healthy, then we need more land.
Yeah, it's unaffordable.
You know, so that's like...
it's totally unaffordable.
This cycle.
The thing about carbon emissions, as opposed to this, the methane issue, is that we have working real alternatives right now for carbon emissions. Right
okay.
now. We have economically viable, real solutions for carbon emissions. Right now, it's obvious. It's super obvious. It's not a technological issue. So, whereas the methane problem is a real technological issue, you know, it has less to do with policy at this point
right.
Than the limitations of our technology. So, I think that's an important difference.
Right.
Yeah. Tsugi. A small-scale study led by Dr. Robin Carhart-Harris and published in Lancet Psychiatry found that magic mushrooms may be effective for treating people with untreatable depression, as defined according to the traditionally available treatments. The trial focused on 12 individuals with depression categorized as untreatable. All of the patients had tried at least two different standard procedure treatments for depression without success, and 9 of the 12 people were clinically evaluated as having depression that is severe. After giving participants a small dose to test their reactions, the researchers gave participants a very high dose. The experience lasted approximately 6 hours and was accompanied by classical music. 8 of the 12 patients were no longer depressed after the experience. A follow-up by the administrators 3 months after the experience found that 5 of the patients remained entirely depression-free. While the trial size was small, the magnitude of the effect was extremely significant compared with any currently available treatments for depression. According to the researchers, even being able to perform the study at all was difficult due to government restrictions.
ランセット精神科版に掲載されたドクター・ロビン・カーハート・ハリスの研究で、治療困難と言われた重度のうつ病の治療にマジックマッシュルームが効果的である可能性があることが分かりました。これまでに少なくとも2種類の従来の治療を試みたが効果がなかった患者12名を選出し、反応を見るため最初に少量のマジックマッシュルームを与えた後、量を増量して与えました。患者はクラシック音楽が流れる部屋でマジックマッシュルームを摂取し、その作用は6時間程度続きました。12人中8人において、直後からうつ状態の改善が見られ、3ヶ月後に検査すると、15人中5人が完全にうつ病ではなくなっていました。今回の治験の規模は小さいものの、現在のうつ病の治療法に比べると効果は極めて大きい結果となりました。研究チームによると、政府の規制により研究すること自体が困難であったとのことです。最近ケタミンもね、うつ病に効果的なんじゃないかって言って、どんどん研究が進んでるけど、この直後から。
Oh, by the way, it's 12 people. I think you accidentally said 15.
Okay.
At the end.
直後から効果があるっていうのはすごいことだよね。今使われてるうつ病の薬 SSRI とか SNRI って2週間ぐらいかかるんだよね、効き始めるのに。だから 私も飲んでた時は飲み始めて2週間は何も変化がないわけじゃん、
right.
それって本当にインフルエンザの患者がタミフル飲んで効くのに2週間かかるぐらいの苦しみなわけよね、
right. Well, even after 2 weeks, it's not like
それそう2週間経っても急にバーって効くわけじゃなくて、それも何その薬がまず合ってるか合ってないかっていうのもあるし、自分の症状に、mm. でも飲んでみないとわからない。
And they cycle people through so many different kinds
because
they're so ineffective.
そうなの。飲んでみないと分かんないから、私も何種類もやってみて、
mm.
で新しいのに変えるたんびに効き始めるまでに時間があるわけじゃん、
mm.
だからもう治療法としてはかなりエフィシエンシーが低いで、
right.
やっぱり私の友達とかでも何種類も飲んでみてそれでも全然合わなくて、いまだに何にも治らないっていう子もいるし、
right.
だからこの直後から改善が見られて、しかもその効果が
most of them、
うん、でその
and these are all people that have already tried all these other treatments、
yeah, yeah.
Some of the people had tried like 10 different treatments.
Right,
some of the people have been depressed for like 8 years
and, yeah, yeah.
and were cured the,、mm. that day、by taking psilocybin mushrooms.
で、その薬を飲んでるのに全然改善されないっていうその frustration.
Well, there's so many problems with SSRIs. They don't understand its mechanism well enough.、
yeah.
For some reason, it makes people...A lot more likely to commit suicide、
mm.
and it also makes people、act extremely irrationally. There's a certain、natural、inhibitory internal dialogue that prevents you from doing crazy things.
Right.
And when you take SSRIs,、a lot of people have speculated that that is suppressed.And that's why people kill themselves.
Right.
Because if you're depressed, obviously, you know, you don't feel like being here.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden your inhibitions towards、yeah. extreme action are suppressed. You know, so almost, it's like almost all of the school shootings in the United States, those people were on、SSRIs at the time.
Right.
So statistically, it's...、There's definitely a lot of issues with SSRIs, in addition to them not really working in the first place.
そうだから、まあ、最近は医療大麻が解禁されてきていることもあって、こういう今まで違法とされて研究もできなかったような成分が実は普通の薬よりも、まあ、生薬みたいなもんだからね、マジックマッシュルームなんて普通にその辺に入るものなわけだから、もともと生薬として、うん、効果的なんじゃないかっていうのが広がってきてるから、それはいいことだと思うけど、日本でも今山本医療大麻裁判っていうのがやっていて、
はい、
肝臓がんで末期ですって言われた人が大麻に、まあ、がん治療のが効くことがあるっていう論文を見て、日本でもそれを摂取させてくれって政府とか病院とかにずっとお願いしてたんだけれども、うん、まあ、日本では違法だからダメですって言われて、はい、でも諦めきれず自分で栽培して摂取してたと、1年ぐらいね、
うん、
でそしたら、まあ、吐き気とかだるさとかもなくなったから普通にご飯も食べれるようになって、で腫瘍マーカーもかなり下がって今も生きてるわけよ、
うん、
なんだけど、なんか職質かなんかされた時に見つかっちゃって逮捕されて、で当然タイマーを取り上げられちゃうわけじゃん、
うん、
日本では違法だから。でそしたら、まあ、症状が悪化して辛いと、
right.
でそれはだから生存権を行使していたわけだから、彼はそれを国が取り上げるっていうのは人権違反だから違憲であるっていうことを主張して、うん、今裁判をしてるんだけども、
right.Well, yeah, the government restrictions on research is fucking stupid.
Mm.
Why can't scientists research a fucking mushroom?
Like, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like what?
So,
like we're not allowed to find out about this thing?
So.
What?
そう、勝手に入ってるものなのにね。だから
Take these pills that don't work instead and might make you kill yourself.
そう。
What?
そうなの。だからこの山本さんの裁判でも、あのね、だから眼検かな、の元偉いおじさんとかも、あの新聞のインタビューに答えていて、その今モルフィネとか使ってるわけじゃん、ガンガン。でモルヒネの方がかなり危ない物質ではあるわけじゃん。
Yeah. And we know that for sure.
そう。でそれはもう確実に誰もが認める事実である。
Right.
で一方でその副作用とかがほとんどないような大麻が違法であるっていうのは甚だ疑問であるみたいなことを彼も言ってるわけよ。だから、
right.
ね、医療大麻に関してはもうちょっとこうオープンにというか。
Yeah, well, that has a lot of momentum behind it. The United States is well on its way to legalizing that stuff in more and more states. Canada is going to legalize it.
Yeah.
You know, places in Europe are legalizing it if it's yeah. not legal already.
Yeah.
So that has a lot of momentum behind it. But psilocybin, the mushroom, it's just a fucking mushroom that grows on the ground naturally and grows easily.
So
the potential for psilocybin for medical use is absolutely enormous. From the small amount of research that has been done, psilocybin is effective for OCD. Like they did experiments in like the 70s that found that people with OCD, and OCD is serious shit, it will ruin your life.
Yeah.
They did psilocybin and were cured of OCD for months. And then
脳の損傷にも効くっていう話もあったよね。マジックマッシュ。
Right. Like cluster headaches, 50% of people with cluster headaches in these trials that took psilocybin mushrooms had those symptoms relieved immediately. And cluster headaches are actually categorized as the most painful thing that a human right. being can experience.
なんかその効くって証明されてるものがあるにもかかわらず、偏見で違法になってるもの。
Well, it's lies.
そう、さすがに確かにその生存権とか人権を侵害してるとしか思えない。マジックマッシュルームは私が中学生か高校生ぐらいまでは日本では合法だったんだけどね。
It depends on I don't know.
日本になっちゃった。
Yeah, I never took advantage of that, unfortunately.
そう、私もやったことなかった。ないうちに、だから違法になっちゃったけど。
But, you know, it's the medical use that really interests me, and I think it's medical usage that's the appropriate argument for its legalization. Also, addiction. They found that they did trials with people that had nicotine addiction, addiction right. to cigarettes, tobacco. 80% of those people, after doing psilocybin mushrooms, quit smoking.
Wow.
That's after 6 months. So 6 months later, they checked back in with these people, and 80% of them had quit smoking.
すごいね。
Like, that's unbelievable.
ね、だからニコレットとかさ、そんなの噛んでる場合じゃないよね。
The success rate of other methods is extremely low.
特に日本はその、なんだっけ、若年者の、ね、めっちゃ車うるさいんだけど、これ何
?No, it's okay.
網戸の張り替え。あの、特に日本は若者、20代だっけ ?10 代、20代の死因の1位が自殺なわけじゃん。でそれは、まあ、うつ状態になって自殺するっていうのが多いからなわけで、だから特に日本はね、こういうのにもうちょっとこう偏見を持たずに、ちゃんと科学的な事実だけを見て、取り入れていくっていうのが必要だと思う。
It's important for people to not to obtain the correct information.
そう。
You know, and to respect the correct information.
それなんだよね。日本は本当に政府のせいが大きいと思うんだけれども、こういうことに関する情報がなんかシャットアウトされちゃって、あの、全然正しい情報が入ってきてない。だからその山本医療大麻裁判に関しても、なんかツイッターとかをね、その ニュースが出た時にみんなどういうふうに日本人は捉えてるのかなと思って見ると、まあ、3年前とかに比べると理解が深まってるから、あのみんななんか、まあ、こういう人には使わせてあげたらいいじゃないかっていう意見が多いんだけども、その一方でやっぱりところどころ、あの、まあ、こんなの中毒者が言ってるだけだみたいな、大麻中毒なんてさいうことを言う人この時代にね、そんなものがないから、だからそれはやっぱり情報が足りてない、教育が足りてない、その部分で、なんかそれはすごく残念、それによって病気で苦しむ人が救われない、ただの誰かの勘違いのせいでっていうのはすごく大きな罪だなと思うけど、
One of the craziest things about magic mushrooms is how safe they are physiologically.
Right, right, right.
The LD50 is 280 milligrams per kilogram. That means that the average person would have to eat 17 kilograms of mushrooms at once for you to have a 50% chance of dying.
Right.
I mean, that's extrapolated from tests on animals.
Right, right.
But
right.
It's relatively accurate.
Right.
And if you ate 17 kilograms of magic mushrooms at once, that would be more than 1,000 times the effective dose level.
Right.
Nobody, so you, it's like, you know, you can chug a little thing of table salt and you're dead.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can eat 17 kilos of these, because it's a natural thing that human beings have been eating for tens of thousands of years.
It's そうだから、そういう勘違いしてる人って結構なんか、そのじゃあ子供が使ったらどうするんだとか、なんか大量に摂取したらどうするとかいつも言うんだけど、そんなの砂糖でもそうだし、塩でも同じことだし、水だってさ飲みすぎたら腎臓がやられるわけだし。
This is not even like that. You can't eat 17 kilograms
of mushrooms.
そうだね、
物理的に不可能だ。
It's impossible.
そうだね。
You know, so you can't over, I mean, maybe, I mean, I don't know. I don't think
if you
could.
Like the,
that's a lot of
if you're like
mushrooms.
The food fighter.You know,
if it's a,
I forgot
if it's
his
a
name,
magic
but...
mushroom eating contest,
yeah.
you'd still survive. That's
so
how ridiculous it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not depressed, but, you know, there are a lot of people that
yeah.
are depressed.
Yeah.
And it's ruining their life. And they're going to go to the doctor and they're going to get these stupid pills that are barely making a difference.
Yeah.
You know, I'm certainly not advocating it.But these mushrooms grow in other parts of the world that aren't that, you know, that's not that far away from Japan.
Yeah.
And it is possible for you to go there and consume these things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so you're not everyone is as under the thumb of the government to the extent that they think they are.
そうなんだよ。
You know?
本当にそれ。
Yeah.According to a joint report released by environmental groups Greenpeace and Kiko Network, plans by the Japanese government to construct 43 new fossil fuel-based power plants in the next 12 years would result in at least 10,000 premature deaths as a result of their scheduled 40 years of operation. This is in addition to the approximately 180 premature deaths per day caused by air pollution in Japan already.As estimated by the Global Burden of Disease Project, this number has increased by more than 40% since 1990 due to epidemiological changes and urbanization. Lead author of the study, Laurie Miley-Verta, stated, six large coal-fired power plants are planned within 100 kilometers of Tokyo.This massive expansion of coal power generation so close to huge urban areas like Tokyo is simply insane. The plants constructed around Tokyo are expected to emit an equivalent of 13 million passenger vehicles. Furthermore, a study published last week by Oxford University's Smith School of Enterprise and the Environment suggests that these power plants will be a bad investment due to falling renewable energy costs, global moves to limit emissions,and overcapacity, resulting in an estimated $56 billion in stranded coal plants.
グリーンピースと気候ネットワークの共同調査で、日本政府が今後12年間で建設予定の43カ所の石炭火力発電所が計画通り40年間稼働した場合、少なくとも1万人の若年死亡者が出ることが分かりました。 GBD の試算では、日本ではすでに空気汚染の影響で1日に180人が死亡しており、1990年代と比較すると 40% 増加しています。研究を率いたローリー・ミリバータ氏は、東京から 100km 圏内に6つの石炭火力発電所が建つ予定です。東京のような大都市の近くにこのような大規模な石炭発電所を建設するというのは常軌を逸していますと述べています。東京付近に建設予定の発電所は、車1300万台分の温室効果ガスを排出するとみられています。その上、オックスフォード大学の研究によると、再生可能エネルギーのコスト低下や、世界的に排出量や過剰設備を制限する動きが高まっていること、将来的に560億ドル分の石炭発電所が無駄になることなどから、今から石炭火力発電所を建設するのは良い投資とは到底言えないとしています。
Yep.
先進国は脱炭素っていうのを掲げて、この石炭発電所を次々と閉鎖してるんだよね。で、日本も2030年までに石炭火力の割合を 30% から 26% に引き下げるっていう目標を掲げているにもかかわらず、こんなに立てるっていうことで、海外メディアを見るとまあ結構批判されてるっていうか、何をしてんだみたいな、何をしたいんだ日本はみたいな。
Well, it's just a stupid decision regardless of what Japan wants to do. It doesn't make、financial sense as an investment long term.
そうなの。だから一応ね、環境大臣もこれは容認できないみたいなことを言ってたのに、なんか経産省の人と会った瞬間に、なんか会談があって、
right.
それが終わった瞬間に、なんかやっぱいいことにするみたいな感じで急に許可を出したっていう。
Well,
で、多分電力自由化があるから、で、日本ってその規制が少ないっていうか、電力の方でもあれなんだよね、自主規制レベルなんだよね。だから環境コストっていうのが完全に度外視されて、この値段だけで見ると火力発電がすごく安く見えちゃう、消費者にとっては。だから電力自由化になった時にそれが次々参入すればお金になるっていうことなんだけれども、ただその環境コストだから、どれぐらい人が死ぬとか、結局病気になってどんどん保険料がかさんでいくとかってなると、全く安くはないっていう。
It doesn't make sense.
そう、
Japan is the only country in G7. Well, before Japan decided to do this, Japan was already rated the worst country in G7 as far as their environmental goals. And other, you know, people understood. It's like, yeah, you had to, you know, turn off all your nuclear power plants and stuff.
Yeah.
But at this point, Japan's the only country that's pursuing actually expanding coal power generation.
Right.
Which is, I mean, it's surprising a lot of people. It's... And also the total disregard for the impacts on human health and whatnot, especially after what we've seen happening in China.
Yeah.
It seems a bit insane.
なんか私さ、仕事をしてる時に誰かに怒る時あるじゃん。で、怒る時メールでよく使うフレーズがあって、正直驚いていますってよく言うわけよ。こうマイルドにね。怒ってますよっていうことを伝えるときに、だからそのさ、海外から驚かれるっていうのはこういう場面でね、
That's a real thing too. Like, people's perception of Japan as a country is damaged when Japan does something like this.
そうなの。
Significantly so, and that affects everything.
そうだからいつも言ってるけどね、その日本が世界でニュースになるっていうのは日本人が思うよりもすごく少なくて。だからこういうこと、こういう環境、みんなが世界でこうしましょうねって先進国で言ってることと完全になぜか日本だけ逆行してるとかっていうのはもちろんニュースになっちゃうし、まあオリンピック買収しましたとか、それもニュースになっちゃうし。
Think about how how much more power people in Japan should have, considering how small the population is compared to these, you know, right. some of these other countries. And then it's not even like, you know, it's not even a Jesus thing.
Yeah.
It's not even like a, you know, there isn't really a political thing that prevents people from acknowledging climate change or anything like that.
それはやっぱり高齢化が進んでるっていうことが大きいんじゃないかと私は思うけど、だからこれに関しては本当に電力自由化になった時に消費者の人が安いっていうだけでこの石炭火力発電に飛びつかないこと、もうこれしかない、もうそれに尽きるよね。
You know, they can when they make these plans, they emit or they omit everything that doesn't serve their argument, and they make these weird, super contrived, limited arguments to justify stuff like this.
Yeah,
and you know you have enough, you know, pork barreling and you know, political shenanigans going on, and we can arrive at something like this. Among the people that will die prematurely, and they will die prematurely, and 10,000 is the lowest possible number.
Right.
The high end estimate is closer, like 27,000 or 30,000 or something like that.
Wow.
And it's all statistics. We already know, like, if this population is exposed to this level of particulates, then this proportion of the population will develop a fatal cancer. And so, you know, when we say this many people will die, how many people are getting cancer and barely surviving it is also, you know, that's no fun either. So,
ね、しかも毎年毎年どんどん東京に引っ越してきてる人が多いわけじゃん。地方から。なんかそういうことも考えると。しかもこういうさ、調査とかでさ、蒸気を逸しているって言われるってさ、やめてって感じ。政府ちょっと。
So what's actually harming people is PM
2.5?
Well, not just 2.5, the smaller particles, all anything smaller than 2.5 is not good. Because the even smaller particles will just penetrate, you know, deeper into your lung cells and mess you up. And then NO2, which is responsible for 30%, and then low birth weight is also a problem that this causes. So when people have children with low birth rate or low birth weight, we've found that exposure to these particulates is a factor in causing unhealthy development of children as well.
Right.
It basically affects everything because we're breathing it constantly.
本当何考えてるのね、この環境大臣、その会談で何を話したらさ、そんな急に到底容認できないって言ってたところからさ、やっぱいいですってなってしまったのかって考えるとすごいスケッチーなんだよね。
They should absolutely well, what do you think they should do instead?
I don't know. Not do this?
Well, definitely not do this. You know, fossil fuels are heavily subsidized, and it makes no sense.
Right.
And one of the biggest factors is the externalities of pollution. I mean, we've talked about this before, but you know, if you're a business and you want to make money, that's fine. But you can't kill people while you do it.
Yeah.
And then not pay anything for it.
Right.
And then have people's tax money cover the fucking health and, you know, health bills.
Yeah.
Get the fuck. No, that doesn't make any sense. It's damaging the whole country. It's damaging everyone's health. It doesn't make financial sense. It doesn't make sense in the long term, for sure. I mean, what are we going to do with all these coal plants in 40 years? Can you imagine in 2000, you know, 50, 2060, we've got these coal plants that we, you know, that are still operating?
Nah.
No way. No way. They're just going to be junk. There's no way the rest of the world would even let Japan get away with that. Yeah. There's no way. I don't think people here would let the government get away with that. You know, 20 years from now, air pollution is going to be understood fully.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be like this. And this isn't even addressing the other issue, is that we're destroying the fucking planet.
Right.
You know, so when governments make decisions like this, it's kind of like, whoa, wait a second. We have all these scientists telling us all this stuff, you know, from health to climate change to the environment, the impact on ecosystems, this and that, all this stuff.
Like,
what the fuck? It's ridiculous. It's completely ridiculous.
しかもね、こういうのがやっぱり海外のメディアにどんどん出ることによって、なんか、まあ、日本政府イコール日本人と思われちゃうわけじゃん。だから、あ、日本人って全然環境のことを気にしてないんだみたいなさ、
It's kind of, it's true though. I think it's true. Because what are people doing about it? Look around in Tokyo and look how many people are driving SUVs compared to 5 years ago.
Right.
Everyone's driving an SUV.
Yeah.
5 years ago, nobody knew what an SUV was. They didn't exist. And now everyone in Tokyo is driving SUVs. It's crazy. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, we're all going to die. Maybe we should just have a party and run this thing into the ground. Or maybe we shouldn't do that, you know?
でもこういうふうにこう海外から日本が怒られてるっていうことをはさ全部英語とかで報道されてるわけだから、
yeah.
それを日本人が知らないっていうこともあるよね単純になんかそんなことになってたんだみたいな
One problem with this is that people in developed nations also have the resources to deal with the consequences of what happens.
Right.
Or at least they have that perception. You know, so like, okay, I'll wear some new like nano fabric whatever thing and just have my air conditioning on all the time if it gets hotter. Or you know.
Yeah.
It's like people just, you know, it's like it's also the collective diffusion of responsibility thing.
Right.
You know? Individual responsibility is not a huge.
まあ、あとだからその ignorance is bliss 的な、you know, it's like まあ知らなければみたいな。
yeah.
So.
But it's weird. It's like the house is on fire, and we can't even like rouse ourselves up to like go look at the thermostat.
Yeah.
You know. So it's. I don't know. I hope. I think they should really make an effort to decentralize power.
Yeah.
Research the shit out of solar power, subsidize that shit, and then just use the space that people have on their roofs. And that will reduce the total power consumption requirement, and they'll pay for it.
Right.
It only has to be marginally cheaper than grid power, you know?
Yep. Tell
them. What's so complicated about that?
I don't know.
For sure, that would eliminate the need for, you know, 6 trillion yen in coal power plants.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's craziness. According to a new paper published in the American Journal of Stem Cells on the subject of inherited paternal epigenetics, there is a significant connection between birth defects and a father's age, alcohol use, lifestyle, and other environmental factors. Lead researcher Joanna Kitlinska stated the following regarding the study. We know the nutritional, hormonal, and psychological environment provided by the mother permanently alters organ structure, cellular response, and gene expression in her offspring. But our study shows the same thing to be true with fathers, that his lifestyle, how old he is, and how old he is can be reflected in molecules that control gene function. In this way, a father can affect not only his immediate offspring, but future generations as well. Specifically, the paper reviewed studies that found the following, that the age of the father is correlated with schizophrenia, autism, and birth defects. Paternal obesity is correlated with diabetes, brain cancer, and metabolic problems. psychosocial stress on the father is linked to defective behavioral traits, and finally, that paternal alcohol use is linked with decreased birth weight, reduction in brain size, and impaired cognitive function.
学会誌アメリカンジャーナルオブステムセルズに掲載された論文で、赤ちゃんの先天異常と父親の年齢やアルコール摂取量、ライフスタイルなどの要因に大きな関連性があることが分かりました。研究を率いたジョアナ・キッリンスカ氏は、母親の栄養、ホルモン、精神状態などが赤ちゃんの内臓、細胞反応、遺伝子を大きく左右することは知られていますが、今回の研究は父親に関しても同様であることを示しています。父親のライフスタイルや年齢が赤ちゃんの遺伝子機能をコントロールする分子に影響を与えています。つまり自分の子だけでなく、その先の子孫にまで影響が及んでいるのです、と述べています。父親の年齢が子どもの統合失調症、自閉症、先天性欠損症などに影響しているほか、肥満の父親とその子どもの糖尿病、脳のがん、代謝の問題に関連性が見られます。また父親の心理社会的ストレスと子どもの問題行動に関連性が見られるほか、父親のアルコール摂取量と子どもの出生体重の減少率、脳の大きさの減少率、認知機能の低下に関連性が確認されています。なんかこれちょっとずつ言われてきてるよね。やっぱりエピジェネリクスっていうものが分かってきてから、お母さんだけが気をつければ、お母さんっていうか父親母親になる前の状態だよね。だからもう受精する数ヶ月前ぐらいの段階から、少なくとも男女ともに気をつけなくちゃいけないっていう。
Well, even the behavior of your grandfather.
Right. もうそれはね、それはもうしょうがないけどさ。だから、お母さんだけが気をつければ、女性だけが気をつければいいっていうものじゃないっていう。
You know, the overwhelming impression I got from this, from reading this, is just how.The extent to which everything that has ever happened in history and before in prehistory、has accumulated in right now. Like literally everything that has happened, nothing has gone missing. It's all here.
そう。
Everything.
そう、だから人類の歴史が全部自分に集約されてるみたいなものだよ。
It's true. You know, for you to be alive today, Some primitive humans had to have sex and survive and fight woolly mammoths and have more sex and have more. I mean, there's a direct physical lineage to get you here. And the idea that, you know, our genes aren't just this, you know, do whatever you want. Your genes are. We've thought of genes as like this isolated,
yeah.
You know, sort of this, oh, it's a code.You know, it just like kind of plugs into the thing.
そうだね。だからうちらが育つ過程の中では本当 DNA ってそういうもうなんか決まったもので変化がないもので、yeah. もう別に自分の生活とかが影響するものではないっていう感じだったけど、right. 今はね、そうじゃない。もう刻々と刻み込んでいかれちゃうから、
yeah. I mean,
自分がやることすべてが記録されてるっていう。
Yeah, the happiness of your great grandmother.
Yeah.
Is here somehow、right. in the expression of your DNA,
right?
And it really has a lot more to do with our limits of measurement、
yeah.
than it does, you know, mechanism. As our limits of measurement dissolve,
right,
or recede, then more and more things will appear to be connected. But it's just that we're discovering.
ロマンチックであると同時に怖いよね。
yeah.Yeah. You don't want to have to think about your great-great-grandkids when you, you know, throw back a shot,
yeah.
you know, at some club somewhere or something like that.
だからもう何でも食べてめっちゃ酒とかも飲んで、まあお父さんになってから節制すればいいやっていうと、それが子供に影響してるっていう。あとさ、私今29でしょ？で、年上の友達が多いから、最近こう子供を作ろうとしてる人が多いわけよ、周りに。でもやっぱりこう30超えてたりとかして、まあ、なかなかできない人もいるし、なかなかできないまま年取っちゃうのが怖いから、もう最初にチェックしとこうとかってなるわけじゃん。
うん、
で最近気づいたパターンなんだけど、その女性が不妊かどうかチェックします、なんか不妊ドックとかあるのね最近、
うん、
そうすると、まあ、何回も血を抜かれて針刺してさ、でいろいろ血液検査して、であの、まあ、もちろん超音波検査とかもするし、
うん、
で卵管がちゃんと通ってるか確かめるために卵管と子宮に水みたいなものを液体を入れて、あの X 線を取ってちゃんと機能してるか見たりとか、はい、いろいろさこう、まあ、痛かったり辛いちょっと怖いようなこととかやるわけじゃん、はい、でたださ、女性がそんなに頑張ってチェックしたって旦那さんの方が不妊だったらさ、
うん、
もうだってそのチェックいらないじゃんっていう話になると思うんだけど、right. 私はね、なんだけど、その私が最近気づいたパターンとして、女子ばっかりが検査に行くわけよみんな。で先に旦那さんがチェック行った方が早いじゃんって私は思うの。だって出すだけじゃん、別に普段と何ら変わらない、痛くないしさ、ただその恥ずかしいっていう。
But sometimes there isn't like a guy, you know?
What do you mean?
Oh, you mean like they're already married?
Or yeah, they're married. They're married.
Okay.
So their husband can just
go... But there's
a lot
of single women who do this stuff as well.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about married okay. women.
Right.
And their husband can just go get checked, right?
Mm-hmm.
All they have to do is just come in a cup.
Yeah.
But they don't want to do it.
Do they all not want to do it?
Not all, but there's a pattern, like...
This is a real pattern?
Yeah.
Or is this just like
Yeah, like according to my statistics.
According to you.
Yeah. But I'm seeing... Because I'm at this age.
Well, here's...
And I don't get it. It's like... なんかその恥ずかしいっていう、まあ、女性は婦人科に結果、right. チェックとかで通ってるから慣れてるっていうのもあるし、mm. で男性はそんなに行かないじゃん。で、なんか恥ずかしいとか、なんかちょっと気まずいみたいな感じで行ってくれないみたいなパターンをね、最近気づいて、それは何なんだろうっていう。
You remember I told you I did genetic testing for myself.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's really easy. You just mail your saliva.
Right.
You spit in a thing and you mail it. And I got my results actually.
Okay.
And the test, these tests are just amazing.
Okay.
It's just pages and pages and pages of stuff. The test got everything right. So it got my finger proportions correct. It got my hair color, my eyes. It knows, like, genes can tell you so much stuff.
Right.
You know, your reaction to alcohol, your just all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
It just knows genetically. And it also, so this test, it does carrier status reports. So it tells you if you're a carrier, if you have a gene for a genetic disorder.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of genetic disorders that you
right.
have to be careful for.
Right.
And if you have two copies, then you have the disorder.
Right.
You know, so whichever, it could be anything. But if you only have one, then you're carrier status positive, but you don't have the disease.
Right.
If you have zero, then you know you just don't have it. So this genetic test will tell you if you have this carrier status, and then you can have your partner do the same genetic tests, and then if you're both positive, if you're both you know carrier status positive for a genetic disorder, you may not want to have a kid because there's like a 50% chance that your child will have this genetic disorder, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of heavy. So I did this test, and I tested negative for all the different carrier statuses except for one.
Okay.
I tested positive for PMM2-CDG,
What's
which
that?
Is it's a rare genetic disorder that affects your nervous system. It's not good. However, it's extremely rare.
Okay.
Right? It's extremely rare. I'm carrier status positive. So if I have a kid, I would have this person take this test and confirm that they are not also a carrier of this.
Right.
And this is already like a Gattaca status, you know.
Yeah.
The test does all kinds of other stuff as well, from your ancestry composition. It breaks it down to like Like, I'm 1.9% Korean, for example.
Okay.
Supposedly.
Huh.
Most Japanese people are, like, maybe 10% Korean.
Right, right. まあ、混ざってるからね、みんな。
Yeah, and then you can see if you have other things in there. I didn't have anything else in there. Oh, I had West. I'm, like, 0.4% West African.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't know what that is. But... yeah, I don't know what that is. It's very small, though, so it must be really old.
So you did 23andMe, right?
Yeah.
I saw the website, and from Japan, I could only see the ancestry part.
Right.
So did you have to use Hotspot Shield or something like that?
I sent my kit while I was in the United States to sort of get around that.
Okay.
But, I mean... You could, if you're traveling to the U.S., you can just spit in a thing and send it in a second. It's really easy to do. I don't know if you can do it from Japan, okay. the whole thing, but it's really, really interesting.
Hmm.
And I don't know. I
so
think
what
it's,
does that
it's
mean?
Really
like,
valuable.
If I'm positive for certain like genetics disorder.
Right.
And then if my husband is also positive on the same one,
right,
then we don't want to make kids together. Like what kind of percent is it like definitely or like 50% or 80%? Like what would that mean?
I don't think it's 100%, but
it's highly likely.
It's highly likely. Basically, okay. if you are both carriers of a variant, for a serious disorder. Like mine is pretty serious. I mean, the one that I have the carrier status for is pretty serious. So
how's it going to work in this day and age? So you get a girlfriend and then you get engaged or you get married or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you have this person take the test.
Mm-hmm.
And what if she's positive on the same one? Like, well, do you still get married or are you going to just adopt a kid or?
Well, certainly with developments in the CRISPR technology, they will eliminate these things in the very near future, I'm sure.
Right.
So, I don't know, maybe you could wait. But, I mean, it's extremely unlikely that would happen. Like the odds of me finding a girl and her being positive for the same variant.
Okay.
The odds of her being positive for the same genetic disorder, like also carrier status,
yeah,
is extremely small. So but it makes sense to take the test.
Yeah.
Another thing that it does is if you and your partner take this test, they will compare your whole genome side by side and see if there's any identical genes.
Oh, so they compare for you?
Like if you're English royalty, you'll fail this completely.
Right, right.
But normal people, like...
Wait, so a couple can do this together and they'll look at both?
It analyzes everything and shows them all side by side and provides a full breakdown of everything.
Oh, cool.
And it'll tell you if you have any identical gene sequences, which is not good. So there's a certain amount that might be tolerable, but ideally you want zero overlapping.
Why can't we do it in Japan? It's so weird. Is it because they're not like...
The
acknowledged hospital or clinic or whatever in Japan? Like, is it because of the regulation here?
I'm sure it's a regulatory stupid thing.
Hmm.
But you can just leave Japan and you can do it. And if you're going to have a kid, you know, just fucking do it. So I don't know. That's out there. That's a tool. It only costs like $200.
Okay.
I mean, I have no financial connection to this whatsoever, but I think people should do it. The data is used for research purposes, and the more people they have, the better.
Right, right.
And it's fun. I mean, you can see all kinds of weird breakdowns about, you know, your facial features and, like, all kinds of weird stuff that you might not even know about yourself.
I wonder if you can make it look like you're not in Japan, but they would... Would they still send it to
Japan?
Well,
they have to mail it to you, the kit, so...
Do you think they would still send it here? Because I might be in the States, right? Like, I might be living in the States and I want to receive it in Japan. Like, well, I wonder if they do that.
You mean receive the kit?
Yeah. Because they'll mail it, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I'll try.
You can just probably ask them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know why it's only ancestry reports from here.
Yeah.
But it's crazy that the technology exists and that it's affordable and that you can find these things out right now.
Yeah.
And
it's crazy that it's not accessible to certain countries.
Yeah. And once once you have the report, they keep your sample. They have your DNA. So when they learn new things about what genes do, your report actually will update and show new stuff.
Hey,
so you don't have to do the test again.
Right. Yasashiine. Hey,
yattemiyou. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Hmm.
They had weird stuff like your genes will indicate like how much Neanderthal you are.
So how much Neanderthal were you?
Well, they can only compare it to other people. Really, I think. And I have more Neanderthal blood than 61% of the users.
Oh, wow.
And
半分の人より、だから6割の人より、さらにネアンデルタール人ってこと。
Well, compared to Japanese people,
That's
I have
funny.
a lot more. Like, Japanese people are low in Neanderthal DNA.
Right. 面白い。
And I don't know, like, where I got the extra Neanderthal. Maybe I have Native American blood in there as well.
Right.
Maybe they have more Neanderthal.
No,
I don't know where it came from.
Okay.
But,
楽しいね、それやりたい。
They tell you, like, caffeine sensitivity.
Oh, yeah. 私それ絶対 low だと思う。
It told me, like, likely consumes less caffeine because of high sensitivity. And it's true. Deep sleep. Less likely to be a deep sleeper, true. Muscle composition, like apparently, you know, our muscles are made up of two types of muscle fibers, like fast twitch muscle and slow twitch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and fast twitch is like more explosive, but,
right.
less endurance based.
Right.
And it says like fast twitch, which is true. It says likely sprinter. I can run fast, but I get tired.
Mm.
So, you know, it's like,
面白いね。
Yeah,
やりたい。
It's cool. There's a bunch of weird stuff.
Was there any shock to you? Like, oh my god.
Well, the West African thing was weird.
Ah, okay.
But
not like nothing scary.
Well, I guess the PMM2 thing is the only thing.
Ah, okay.
You know, my positive carrier status for this weird disorder. But I think if you're mixed blood, you're much less likely to have any of these issues, because what causes these issues is, you know, they'll compare your genome side by side and check for like overlapping or identical genes, right?
Right.
So if you're a Japanese person and you have kids with a Japanese person, you're much more likely to have the same. There's much less diversity.
Right.
So there's less healthy genes to choose from.
そっか。
So,
so it would probably help that my husband is mixed?
I think so, yeah. Well, it's like, you know, mixed dogs are way, way smarter and way healthier than purebred dogs.
Or kitties.
You know, so it's...
Okay.
It's, so I wasn't that worried going in. But if I was Irish... Oh my God, I'd be highly concerned taking this test, you know? So, yeah.
Or if you live in some like small village in mainland China or North Korea.
Yeah, any population that is highly homogenous like that.
Right.
But there's actually a lot of variety in Japanese genetics. And so it's totally likely that, you know, two Japanese people having a kid won't have overlapping genes.
Right.
It's not a serious issue, but it's good to know.
Okay. お話終わりですか?
Yeah, I guess so. Did you hear about the Egypt, was it Egypt Airlines or something?
What?
Like another plane like disappeared?
What?
Like
again?
It disappeared like 2 hours ago, I think.
What?
Yeah. Well, they don't know what happened. They don't know if it
Didn't they kind of find the Malaysian flight recently?
Yeah, they did find it actually. And yeah. it was this one guy who just went on a mission to find it. And he found it.
Oh.
It's like
good job.
Spent, you know, billions of dollars, all these governments and all these organizations.
How
and all
did
this.
He find it?
He just like.
てか誰この人?
I don't know. He's just some. He like met some people that were like, you know, like family members and stuff that were so traumatized by you know losing people, and then he just decided like I'm gonna find this fucking thing.
すごいね。
And he found it, and he just talked to people.
Oh.
You know about.
Okay.
You know, have you seen anything? You know, wash up on this beach and.
Oh.
I mean, he just. I don't know. Huh. I don't know what he did exactly. I'm not sure, but yeah, it's weird that the, you know, this guy, can you imagine deciding to find MH370 and then actually finding
it? Find it. Yeah. It's like, oh,
like, what
there it
you,
is.
What, like, that's crazy.
I found it. Yeah. I wonder what's going on with the Egyptian thing. I had no idea.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I just saw it briefly.
Okay.
So.
Well, I was seeing a lot of the Olympics scandal thing. I didn't want to talk about it, but like as one of our topics.
Oh,
but.
What's going on? I don't know.
What's this?
Which scandal?
Bribe thing. Like they.
Because there's all the Olympics are like, scandalous.
Yeah, but
like
you
the
know,
Sochi thing has blown up too.
Yeah, but they, you know, they're saying that they might have just paid someone so that the Olympics are going to be here.
Oh, really?
It's like a bribe, yeah.
Hmm.
And then another, I don't know, it was kind of funny because initial report was made in France because the French authorities were looking for this man, looking to charge this guy. And he was involved in this Tokyo Olympics thing. Mm. それでたまたまバレたみたいな。で、なんかこう、電通が間に入ってたんじゃないかみたいな話とかになって、でも日本のテレビはさ、そんな電通とか言えないじゃん。だから D 社、D 社とかさ、はっきり言わないわけよ。で、これが電通じゃなければさ、ちゃんと名前出してるだろうっていう、ね
right.
のとかさ、そういうこう、
Hasn't Japan been rated like the worst in I swear.
あ、そうだから報道の自由度ランキングはもうなんか下がる一方だから。で、特にこういうさ。
And it's totally like because of Abe and his fucking shenanigans, right?
で、そう、特にこういうな。まあでも、その政府もそうだけど、このメディア自身の中でこういうさ、アンタイトラスト・トリーティーみたいなさ、ことに反してることが起きてるわけじゃん、電通なんてまさに。だから、政府に規制されようがされまいが自身の中でもうコラプションがあって電通が何かした、もしねなんか本当にやらかしたとしても言えない状態になってるっていうのはさ、さすがに本当人の国のこととか笑ってる場合じゃないよね。
You know, scandal news like that, reporters are extremely hesitant to report it
Yeah.
Anything like that if it's not true. Because if it's not true, the consequences are pretty significant.
Yeah.
You know, so
it doesn't
bode well for...
だから面白いのは、海外のメディアだと完全にさ、名前が出てるわけよね。日本のメディアだけがなぜここまでちゃんと話さないのかっていう。だからバズフィードとかは日本語でも名前出してたけど。あれは海外メディアじゃん結局、
yeah.
だからもうそれがその癒着っていうか、まあ、このシステム自体が露呈してしまったっていう
it's like a cascade of problems. You know, this problem reveals how shitty the media is, which reveals, you know, like,
it's just... だからやっぱ一社が力を持ちすぎもなんかサミットからオリンピックからワールドカップから何から何まで全部電通がやっていて、さらにこうテレビのスポンサーの広告の枠をもう大量に持っててとかってなると、そりゃあさ、ねえ、力持ちすぎでしょ、だから。
で、
それ怖いから誰も何も言えないわけじゃん。
Yeah.
っていうね。まあだから今後そのネットフリックスとか、あとまあこういううちらみたいな素人系番組みたいのとか、ネットフリックスかHuluみたいなこう広告じゃなくて、あの消費者にペイしてもらって番組を作ってるみたいなのが増えていくと、そういうしがらみが全くないから、あのまああと海外系メディアの日本語版バズフィードみたいな、だから何でも言えるみたいなのが増えてくると、まあ隠そうとしても隠せないっていう風にはなっていくとは思うけどね。
Yeah, this kind of stuff is, can be fixed.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
It can be fixed. It is fixing itself slowly, somehow. I believe. I hope.
Yeah.
What did you think of the earthquake the other day?
まあ、すごかったね。びっくり。あの、でも、地震自体もそうなんだけど、やっぱ携帯の音が怖いよね。あれ、ギュッ、ギュッみたいな。
Mine didn't do shit until it was already quaking. Yeah.
あ、でも私も揺れ始めてあれって思ったら超でっかい音でさ、ギューギューなるからさ、
But it was,
こっちの方が怖いんだけど。
It's not early enough, right?
No.
The stupid thing is that the only people that get the message in time are people that are far away from the epicenter, which are the people that aren't in the most danger.
Right.
So, you know, so that, I mean, I don't know if there's anything we can really do about that, but.
Yeah, I have no idea, actually.
And there was an aftershock the next morning as well. This is just another reminder. Remember I asked you if you were prepared?
Yeah.
Are you prepared now?
Kind of. I bought tons of water bottles that will last for like 5 years.
Yeah.
And then I bought, こんなでっかい缶のさ、リッツがあるの知ってる?なんか災害用みたいな、乾パンよりリッツの方が美味しいかなと思って、こんなでっかい缶のリッツもあるし、あとなんか井村屋の羊羹、なんかすごい甘くて5年ぐらい砂糖めっちゃ入ってるから5年ぐらい保存できますみたいなやつと、あとだから猫のリーシュとか、 You know, in case No, in case we have to evacuate.
Is your stuff in a bag? Do you have a bag that you canLike, if there was an earthquake, your building's on fire, can you leave within 30 seconds with a bag?
Oh, so not.
See,
so not possible.
You need to have supplies in your apartment, and you also need to have a bug out bag, where if you need to leave the building, you won't just be tebura fucking in a disaster. Like, you have all
Did you buy all the things on Amazon?That you have in your bag, or you?
No, I bought stuff at Daiso. I bought stuff around. The amount of stuff that I have in my bag now is pretty crazy.
それだからさ、いっぱい作ってよ。買うから。
Well,
so duplicate
still. One thing that you definitely need is a mask.
Okay.
You need to have a mask.
I have masks.
You need to have a mask with a valve in the front.Not like the shitty, you know, kafun mask.
Yeah.
You need a mask with a valve in the front, and preferably one where the valve is replaceable.
Okay.
When I was in Tohoku after that big earthquake,
you said, ね、みんなマスク
I couldn't breathe.
Yeah,
Could
yeah,
not,
yeah.
You can't breathe. It's impossible.
Okay.
There's so much, you know, debris. So you need to have a mask just because breathing is important.And if you, I have this thing.
それさ、エッセイに書こうよ。
What?
その、マイケルの、そう、マイケルの防災バッグの中身リスト。
Well, so when I went to Tohoku after the earthquake, I stayed in a tent, and this is in the beginning of April.
Yeah.
First week of April. And so it was really cold. And so just having to stay there for 10 days, kind of teaches you, you know, what you need. Like, right. mask wasn't in my on my list.
Right.
You know, and I get there. It's like, oh my God, I can't breathe.
I don't have a, そのリスト作ろ、you know, 作ってよ。そしたらそれ買いに行くから。
Sure. Can be done.
Well, the up... Because, I mean, そのアップデートもうされてんの?まだ?
うん、まだ。
あ、そっか。まだ。そう、アプリは今アップデート、結構ね、いけてるアップデートだよね、次のは。
Yeah. It should be a lot better. ちょっと
変更がある。そうそうそう。あの、私、来週の火曜日に TBS ラジオの伊集院光とラジオとっていうなんか帯番組があるんだけど、うん、それの10時からゲストに出るので、覚えてる人いたら聞いてください。生放送だから、
うん、
だから電通とか言ったら超怒られるよ。そう、まあでも30分ぐらい多分おしゃべりするだけ、うん、引き続き、あ、文字起こしのテキスト、iPhone、Mac、Android のアプリから購入できますので、ぜひ月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題っていう激安プランをやっていますので、よろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
スタバより安い、あとアマゾンでファービンクス T シャツと宇宙トレーナーを売っております。あと1ヶ月ぐらいしたらアマゾンから引き上げる予定なので、欲しい方はぜひお願いします。
よ、
あとインスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブックやっておりますので、よろしくお願いします。質問はツイッターでしてもらえるとありがたいです。終わり、
We have some cool guests coming up too.
Yeah.
Soon.
あ、そうだね。え、来週だっけ？
No. No. Not next week. June.
あ、そうだ。再来週だね。特別編。
June.
もう撮ってあるもんね。それも楽しみ、うん、そうだね、ゲスト結構次々来てくれてるね、最近いいペースで、
みんな面白い、
ありがたい、そうだね、みんな面白い人たち。 OK、 終わり、はい、あ、あと LINE のステッカーね、
ああ
LINE のステッカー、マイケルが作ったかわいいやつ、お願いします、うん、終わり、
以上です、
バイ
バイ、はい。